Okay. First of all, before I share with you how to meditate, let me explain a little bit about what is the purpose of undertake precepts. In Asia, you know, we used to take precepts and we learn by heart all the Pali words. But in order to enhance your understanding why we should take 8 or 5 precepts, so just want to share a little bit. As ordinary person, we live in fear. Are you not fearful? We live in fear because there are so many insecurity in life. Our departed one will leave us. Our health get deteriorated. Sometimes all of a sudden we are attacked by cancer, serious sickness, and sometimes our business will go down and we become bankrupt and so on. So life is very insecure. Therefore, we need protection. You might think buying insurance is protection, but Buddha did not think so. And some may even think that we have bodyguard. We can employ somebody who know kung fu, who have pistol, can protect us. However, you also know so many leaders in the world are shot dead in the public. Therefore, where is your security? Buddha said, the security come from internal protection, not external protection. What is internal protection? It's your own sila, your own morality. Your 5 precepts, abstaining from killing, abstaining from telling lies, abstaining from sexual misconduct, abstaining from false speech, and abstaining from taking intoxicant. Only 5. And you don't have to spend even 1 cent, $1, to get this protection. And Buddha said it very clearly, this internal protection is your only protection. Not external protection like bodyguard and so on. Why this morality is the internal protection? Because it goes in line with the working of karma. The working of karma says, when you throw a ball into wall, the ball rebounds. This is the working of karma. So when you abstain from killing life, your life is protected. Because karma just works in this way. There's no other way. Similarly, if you abstain from taking what is not given by others, your property is protected. And if you abstain from telling a false speech, then everybody trusts you, especially in the business. If people trust you, your business becomes prosperous and you have a lot of friends. So we undertake morality training because we understand the working of karma. Karma means actions and results. Every action produces its result. Just like the famous theory, action and reaction. Therefore, if you really need this internal protection, please keep your morality well. You don't have to spend even 1 cent, and you are well protected. I feel myself, I go all over the world alone to spread the teaching of the Buddha, and I never feel insecure. Sometimes I ask myself, why I never feel insecure? Even I go to USA, many USA friends told me, my students told me, they feel very insecure. They worry they will be shot on the street because there are so many this accident happened in USA. Then I think, because I trust my morality. In my life, I never harm anyone. I never cheat anyone. So I know no one can harm me. My morality already give me the protection. And this protection give me a sense of fearlessness. And this fearlessness is the real courage you must have in life. So this is the purpose. We every time take precept first before we go further step. That is purify our mind. Coming for meditation is to purify your mind. Because all the suffering comes from defilements in the mind. Okay, so today I would like to share with you a path that can help you to overcome the sorrow, the lamentation, grief in the mind, as well as to overcome the pain and sickness in the body. What is this path? The four foundations of mindfulness. As long as we are alive, we cannot escape from mental suffering. The mental suffering from the sorrow, separation from what we love, cannot get what we want, the sorrow, the lamentation, the stress, and the depression. And as long as we are alive, we cannot get rid of sickness, pain, old age, and death. These are the sufferings we must face. But very few people can face all this suffering with courage, because the mind is still very weak, very immature. Therefore, we need help. The help from meditation, not the help from external force, not the help from the God, but the help from internal cultivation, internal development, which is these four foundations of mindfulness. And Buddha said, O monks, this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the true ways and happiness, and finally, for the realization of Nibbana. How can these four foundations of mindfulness overcome the suffering of the body, the sickness, the age, the old age, and the death? Let me share with you one example, one story. During Buddha's time, Venerable one day, Venerable Sariputta and his brother Upasena. Both are arahan. Arahan means those who have completely eradicated defilements. So two of them with some monks were sitting meditation in a cave. Unfortunately, one poisonous snake fell on Venerable Upasena's body. So he was bitten by the poisonous snake. And Venerable Upasena told the other monks, "Oh monks, come, please carry my body on a bed and carry this body outside the cave before this body scattered away." And Venerable Sariputta told Venerable Upasena, he said, Venerable Upasena is his brother, Venerable Sariputta's brother. And Venerable Sariputta said, "Amazing. I didn't see there's any change in your faculties when you say, carry this body on the bed and put outside a cave before this body disintegrated, before this body scattered away." This means that even though Upasena is facing death, but there's no change in his mind, there's no change in his faculties. He remained equanimity. It seems that death to him is nothing. This is called strength of the mind. Only few people can face the death fearlessly. And the Venerable Upasena's answer is excellent. And we also can achieve that state of mind if we put forth effort, if we know how to meditate. And Venerable Upasena said, "For those who identify body is I, is myself, they will be the change, they will be the alteration of his faculties when his body is bitten by poisonous snake. For a long time, I never identified the body is myself. I never identified body is I am the body. Therefore, why should be the change in my mind? Why should be the alteration in my faculty?" Isn't that amazing? So Venerable Sariputta, seeing his brother is dying and his own faculty is also never change, because both of them, Venerable Sariputta and Venerable Upasena, both of them have already eradicated craving, defilements, ignorance. Therefore, whatever happened to them, their mind is remained unshakable. This is true happiness. And we can achieve that too, by practicing the four foundations of mindfulness. Okay, how can we practicing four foundations of mindfulness? Okay, now I'm going to instruct you. Since it's mentioned there are four foundations of mindfulness, or four establishment of mindfulness. What are the four? Number one is body. You pay attention on the body, then you establish your mindfulness. This is number one. Number two, your feelings. We have three types of feelings: pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, and neutral feeling. So if your mind, if your mind can dwell on the feeling, then it's called contemplation of feelings. And number third is different state of mind. We have different state of mind. For example, anger, jealousy, stress, depression, happiness, sorrow. All these are different states of mind, slow and topper, sleepiness, restless. All these are different states of mind that must be contemplated, that must be noticed, that must be noted. If you do not note, if you do not mindful of these different states of mind, you will be carried away by them and suffer accordingly. And the last one is mental phenomena, whatever mental phenomena, like five hindrances, seven factors of enlightenment, four noble truth, five aggregates of clinging. All these are called mental phenomena that also must be noted. So these are the four. However, in order to complete this four within a day is impossible. So we have to focus on one. One which is more obvious, easy to follow, which is your body. Your body. But for advanced meditator, you can shift. Sometimes contemplate your body, sometimes contemplate your mental state. I always said, for those who are advanced meditator and yet you still don't know how to contemplate your mind, it is a great loss for you. But for beginners, it's not advisable for you to contemplate your mind, because the mind is so fast. Your mindfulness is not sharp, not precise enough to catch up with the change of the mind. Therefore, today I will emphasize more on contemplation of the body. Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana. Contemplation of body. Under this Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, contemplation of body, there are many methods. Anapana is one of them. So today I'm not going to teach you anapana, mindfulness of breath. But for those who want to continue anapanasati, please do so. Today I want to teach you how to see the body does not belong to you. Just like upasana, venerable upasana say, because I do not identify the body is mine. I am the body, body is me. Therefore, when the body meets with accident, I do not feel sorrow. My faculty does not change. Okay, how to do it? First of all, you must understand the body is only a concept. A concept. What actually exists in the body is four elements. Please remember these four elements. Just like you remember empat ekor. Number one, earth element. Number two, water element. Number three, Patavi Apo Tejo, fire element. Number four, wind element or air element. Please remember, if you cannot remember, you cannot meditate. I don't mean you cannot meditate, you cannot meditate well, you cannot meditate efficiently. Okay, so let me repeat. Earth element. What is earth element? Whatever in the body is hard, H-A-R-D, hard, and harsh, rough. Whatever in the body is hard or harsh or rough is called earth element. Then let me ask you, which part of the body is hard? Louder. T, then bone, then hair, skin. You rough, then it also become rough. You rough softly, it becomes soft. You rub roughly, it become rough. Okay. So whatever body, whatever internally in the body you feel hard and rough is called earth element. Then water element, whatever flows in the body is called water element. So what is flowing in the body? Blood, tears, saliva, urine, sweat, grease, and so on. And water element also has the characteristic of cohesion, cohere together. Sometimes when you feel tightness in the body, tightness, the body like being tight up, is called water element. Instead of contemplate tightness, why not you understand it as water element? Okay, number third, Patavi Apo Tejo, Tejo Dhatu, temperature or fire element. Whatever in the body has fiery, cause the food to be digested, cause your hair to turn to gray, cause your skin to become wrinkled, is called fire element. So when your hair turn to gray, your skin become wrinkled, who to be blamed? Fire element to be blamed. Okay, then the last one, wind element. Whatever has motion or movement in the body is called wind element. For example, breathing in and out is movement, so it's breathe, your breath is wind element. Then your air, upgoing air, downgoing air, the air curls through the limbs, all these are called wind element. Okay, so now you understand these four elements already. How to start? We start by scanning the body. Scan the body from top of the head down to the sole. Then we start to scan. So when first attention go to the top of the head, then what do you feel? Hardness, right? Hardness. What is hardness? What element? Earth. So when you feel hardness, then mentally recite earth element, earth element. Then go down. Then forehead also hard. Then earth element, earth element. Then up, jaw also hard, earth element. Go. So you try to feel the hardness in the body throughout the body. First, you start with earth first. After 10 rounds, 10 rounds. Then go to second element, water element. So now you, after you're familiar with earth element, forget about it first. Water element. Okay, go. You feel the grease on your face, it's water element. If you feel your snot, water element. And if you put your attention on the root of the tea, you will feel the saliva flowing. It's also water element. Then you swallow the saliva, water element. Then you go down, you see the blood flow in the body, water element. If you feel hot, start to sweat, water element. And you go down again, whatever flowing and cohere is called water element. Go 10 times, 10 rounds. Okay, then after 10 rounds, the third one, Patavi Apo Tejo, fire element. Fire element is very, very easy. The temperature in the body is fire element. But you have to start from the top of the head down to the sole. So you feel cold. Cold also water, also fire element, relatively. If it's not so cold, it's hot. And when it's not hot, it's cold. So relatively, so you go down. If you're cold, then mentally say fire element, fire element. When you feel hot somewhere, mentally say fire element, fire element. That out down to the soul. Again, 10 times. Okay. After that, the last one, wind element. You can start with the breathing. Breathing air, breathing in, breathing out. Then you feel the wind push up to the head. Then the wind start to move inside the body. All these are wind element. If you are not familiar with the breath, you can start with the abdomen rising and falling, which is also wind element. You can start at a point where you feel obvious. If on top of the head not obvious, wind is not obvious on top of the head, then you start with the breathing, you start with the abdomen, then slowly move down, then come up again. Then you may ask, when I go down, should I come up from the foot down to the head, or should we go back to the head? These are not important, as you like. When you go down to the sole, then you can step from the sole up again. Or you feel that, no, this direction I don't like. Then you go up from the head. Then you direct go to the head, down to the sole. Then come to the head again, down to the sole. Or from the sole, you come to the head as you like. Whatever way you feel comfortable for you. There's no rigid way. Okay? Important, you can feel the element. Okay. So when you recognize each part, water element, fire element, wind element, then gradually you will lose the perception of the body, what you see on it element. Of course, you will not achieve so far, so quick in short retreat. As you keep on practicing, it comes a day, you see on it element, there's no body at all, only element. In the body, at that time you understand what Upasena said. I never think body is mine. I do not identify I am the body, body is me. You will reach the state. And if you reach that state, next time, any sickness occur, any OH, any death occur to your body, you can remain unshakable. There is true happiness. If you do not train your mind up to that stage, little bit accident occur into the body, you feel sorrow, lamentation, grief, little bit old age, become old, you feel insecure, you feel sick, depressed, then where is the happiness? There's no mental strength. When there's no mental strength, there will not be happiness. Therefore, this method can help you to get rid of the sorrow, lamentation, grief, pain, and despair, either arise from the mind or from the body. Okay, and this method is not only to help you to disidentify body is mine or body belongs to me and so on, but it also improves your health. Those who have a physical problem, I highly recommend you practice this method. Why? When you scan the body from top of the head again and again down to the soul, because your mind direct your attention. So in Chinese we say 意识气, 意道气道. When your mind reach the top of the head, your qi, your energy follow the mind reach the top of the head. And at this moment, that energy is pure energy. Why? Because it comes from the pure mind. When the mind is pure, the energy also will become pure. Then when you scan the body, the pure energy is healing your body. It will heal the body and push away all the unwholesome energy in the body. Then your body become energized and become healthy. Whether you believe or not, you try, you will know. I don't ask you to believe. I ask you to trust your experience. Your experience will tell you whether it is true or not. Okay, so let me summarize again. So today we are going to practice contemplation of body, which is one of the four foundations of mindfulness. So how to contemplate it? First, we must remember these four elements: earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Remember the meaning of them. What earth element represents, and so on. Then the toe on, start meditating, keep the attention on top of the head, then scan throughout the body systematically with earth element first 10 times, followed by water element, followed by 10 times, followed by fire element 10 times, 10 rounds, and followed by wind element 10 rounds. One round means from top of the head down to, so do slowly, don't do fast. If you do fast, you cannot see even one element. Only by doing slowly, element will become apparent. Because too late is only first stage, your mind is still restless. So the element will not manifest so fast unless you have concentration. The element will manifest very fast and it will move continuously very fast. So this type of meditation helps you both mentally and physically. You will gain the strength both mentally and physically. Okay? I think, I don't know whether I should speak Mandarin or not. Everybody understand, huh? Okay. So let's start. Stretch your hand first, because you have been sitting there for long already. Stretch your hand, release. After 5 to 10 minutes, then we can start.